Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep. Arrested grace.
This is for you, Haiti.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going through a lot. And there is only one God. The Lord's our light, all the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. The Lord told me. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to try me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face.
Pain right now.
Every day,
but just keep faith.
Keep strong. My life, I take care of you.
We're here to overcome everything and our obstacles. Hold on, live your dream. Hold on.
Came to my rescue when I needed.
war machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. And for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looking at it, Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hugs me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told, that could separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Yeah.
They're here now.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I would like to pray before I start anything else, because you always have to start prayer before you proceed with anything or doing anything, and that's the power of God. You always have to put God first, always, and that's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So, you know, I want to go ahead and start a prayer. I do have a guest, Derek Clayton. He will be online. He has a blog on Facebook, and it's called The Individual. Okay, we're going to go ahead and interview him in just in a few. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we'll go ahead and take off. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything you've done for us, Lord Father. Thank you for the listeners, Lord. Thank you for those that want to change. Thank you for those that want to listen, Lord Father, for we is in the last days. Those that don't know that we in the last days, let them be waking up. For those that's dead, let them be alive. For today is Sunday, the day of resurrection. Yesterday was a day of rest. Lord Father, let us be strong. Let us be the ones that stay in trust in you, Lord Father, for we is the chosen ones for you, Lord Father. We all is the chosen ones. My Hebrew Israelites, the 12 tribes. It doesn't matter if race, color, Lord Father, we is all your children, Lord Father. Lord Father, I thank you for everything. Lord Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus, I thank you. I plead the blood, any demonic spirits that's around people out there, Lord Father. Robbery. Let's stop. Let's pray for people that's robbing. Let them stop, Lord Father. Lord Father, for those that's hungry, starving, Lord Father, for those that's lost, let them be found in your name, in your grace and mercy, in your blood, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, today is the same topic from last night, struggles and life in it. Demon-infested world. Wow. Why did I name that topic? Why did I put that topic in the first place? Because there's so much is going on around this world. Everybody is just going through things. People, I'm bumping to people that's going through problems. I'm going through problems. The media is going through problems. Okay, the president is going through problems. We all is going through problems. So don't make it seem like you don't a person in this world that you're not, you know, you're not going through problems, because we all is. Why? Because this is the time. The world as the world is changing, the world vibration is changing, okay? The world vibration is changing, the human vibration is changing at the same time. So why do you think there's so many things that's going on? Humans out here is acting in a crucial manner and just going haywire, because they have fear in their hearts. Why do they have fear in their hearts? Because they don't know who to trust. They don't know who to go to. They don't know what to do at the same time. So, I mean, it's just a problem that's going on in this world, okay? It's so much in this world that's happening. People don't know. And I call that Matrix. Why? Because people still asleep. People still asleep. They enter their TV. They enter clubbing and all that stuff like that. I don't have no problem about people going to clubs and handling their business and having fun. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, you're doing it so much that you don't even know yourself. You're doing it so much that, you know, the Lord can barely use you. The Holy Spirit can't even touch you or use you, because you into the fleshly things in life. You into the enjoyment of the wealth or the fancy things in life, but you're not actually, you know, focus on what God wants you to do at the same time. And you see why people struggle. Even the rich struggle. People get it twisted. Oh, they rich, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they rich, they happy. What makes you think those rich folks are happy? People are suffering. Why are they suffering? Because they don't know themselves, or most of them don't know themselves. I'm not going to say all rich folks don't know themselves, but most of them don't know themselves. Most of them is on crack cocaine. Most of them is on that suicidal thoughts, because they don't have no real friends. They don't have no real family. What? To those that's listening right now, for those that's going through that problem right now, for those that's in that level of wealth, okay, you need to understand this. The Lord loves you. He's the one that's for you. He's your Father, okay? If you can't count on nobody, can't trust nobody, how about trust in Him? Because He has a lot to do for you. He wants to use you. He wants to use you for the last days to do something better. Not just even better, but something best. He wants to make you to be the best, maybe a legend. Leave a mark in this earth, because these material things in this earth ain't going to last long. Think about it in these news, what we see in the media right now, sinkholes in Florida, sinkholes in different countries and part of places, Philippine disasters and twisters and floods. This part of the United States is underwater right now. People not even seeing it. There's people, and this is part of countries right now. People not even seeing it. There's a lot that's going on right now, and people need to understand it's not a joke. It is not a joke. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, this is very serious, people. Very, very serious. Okay, it's so much that's going on. Even our phones being tapped. Okay, I gotta go to that subject now. I have to. Why? Because it's real. It's real. Okay, people say, you don't supposed to talk too much, man. Da, 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 da. Okay, so what? I'm not afraid for what a man can do to me. I'm not afraid what somebody's gonna, you know, kill me or not. I'm here to give the truth. If I don't say nothing on the radio, I will say it on my song. Okay, so I don't give a ish. I'm going to keep it 100 with everybody out here. You know what I mean? It's time to wake up. Stop being a zombie. You know, stop being a zombie. When I'm trying to tell you something and wake you up, you're looking at me crazy, and you're the one is actually crazy. When I put something online just to wake up people, they ignore it, but they look at the other posts online and see the negative, and they feed off the negative instead of the positive. Why? Because that's what's going on. People is in a matrix. People don't even know the word matrix. Matrix is actually in the Bible. That's how serious it is, okay? That's how serious it is. People need to wake up. All these zombie movies and all that stuff like that, they're actually talking about those people that's not even awake. They're actually talking about for those people that's actually sleeping, okay? That's not even awake, and they're not... you know, understanding what's going on, okay? If you go to Matthew 24, I don't need to explain nothing. Matthew 24 is simple to read in King James Version of the Bible. Matthew 24 explains everything that's happening already. I'm not going to say going to happen. It doesn't make sense to say going to happen because it's already coming to pass. It's actually explaining all these things that's actually happening now, okay? Matthew 24 explaining nation against nation, okay? People heart is getting waxed cold, okay? That's including people in church. Can I get an amen on that? People in church heart is getting waxed cold. Countries, people, war, the whole nine, pestilence, the whole nine, the sun will be darkened, that's going to happen, people don't want to believe it, hey, don't believe it, that's your problem, continue partying, drinking, because it's going to be the same way as the day of Noah, people ain't going to notice what happened, because they're going to party, drink, or go to the Heat game, and do the same thing, and fornicate, like, yeah, I'm enjoying my life. Thinking that that's enjoyable, but knowing that we in hell right now, this hell on earth, okay, you can do all that, all you want, but when that rapture do happen, because there's a rapture, okay, I heard certain people or certain pastors said there ain't no rapture, and then I'm going to sleep, and I'm having dreams about rapture, okay, nearly almost believe this false, you know, doctrine saying that, oh, there won't be no rapture. I'm not going to be one of those chosen elect being deceived, because that's in Matthew 24, too, that the chosen elect will be deceived. Not me, baby. Not me. There will be a rapture. Okay, I've seen those things in my sleep. Okay, there will be judgment upon everybody, everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor or not, if you're a hood person or good person. It doesn't matter. Everybody will be in judgment, okay? Everybody according to thy works, okay? I'm not here to give feel-good messages to anybody because this is that time to be perfect. This is that time to reach perfection. This is that time to actually be bold as lions. The righteous shall be bold as lions, and the wicked shall decrease. Now, they say increase now. The wicked shall decrease. If they think they're going to be running things around here, it's actually going to be the righteous. And when the Lord comes down with a new Jerusalem, he's going to claim his throne. And when his bride is ready, he shall come and come into the bride, that's us, the churches, and he'll take us up, the ones that's ready and prepared. The righteous ones will be real to those others and be like, look, my brethren, you doing something wicked here, okay? I don't want to be the one that's, you know, doing the wicked things, watching you doing the wicked things, and I'm not telling you. The righteous shall judge. If the wicked tell you, oh, yeah, you can't judge me, but it's in the word of God, the righteous shall judge at the same time, the last days, because everybody should know that we are in the last days. Ain't nobody can't tell me nothing. Nobody can't tell me nothing that we're not in the last days. If they don't see that in the news, then you already know that there are zombies in the inside. You see why you see these movies out there. They showing a lot of zombies running around, lost and all that, eating people. Because these zombies out here popping pills, that's why they become zombies. Or the ones they watching movies. Or the ones that just go to work and come back, go to work, come back, go to work, come back. That's zombies right there by themselves. Okay? Those people that's in the matrix, you know, partying all day, that's another part of the zombies out there. The ones that's not awake, please be awake. Let the Holy Spirit use you. Let the Holy Spirit wake you up. Let the Lord thy God use you and wake you up at the last days, because he needs to use his chosen elect so we could go out there and preach the word of God at the end of the world. Because there's no time to play church. There's no time to play game. You know what I mean? There's no time to play church on Saturday, church on Sunday, or separation, or yeah, you go to this church, so I don't mess with you, or you go in that church, I don't mess with you. No, there's no time for that, because that's what Satan wants. He wants us to separate. He wants us to separate from each other. He wants us to fight against each other, and that's his agenda. That's the agenda of the United States of America. I love the U.S., baby. I love it. I love it, because we still got chance to talk. We still got a chance to be so-called free, you know what I'm saying? But people out there is not free in their minds. They're still enslaved. They're still enslaved to those things. They're still enslaved to the addiction of the world. They're still enslaved. It feels like they can't get out, but they're being tormented. You know what torment is? People being tormented in the inside, being killed in the inside because they want to be free. Like people like Chris Brown or Justin Bieber or any other artist in the music industry that's suffering in the inside. They're being tormented. They're being used like zombies because they can't even do what they want. They're being controlled, mind control, MLK Ultra. That's something top secret where they control these people out there, and they control their minds, and they can't even do what they want. And day and night, they're not sleeping. That's part of that mark of the beast. That's in Revelations, baby. Mark of the beast? You won't be able to sleep day and night. People think mark of the beast is a joke. It's not a joke. It's real. It's not just a chip. It's those that accept the mark of the beast. It's those that accept and go against the word of God and doing the same thing. You already took that mark, my brother. Whoever took that mark, they already know who they are. God knows your heart. You can't lie to the Lord. God knows your heart. Okay? The Lord knows my heart. He knows everybody's heart. So we must get ourselves together and prepare ourselves and be ready. Because this is the time that we must unite. Unity. I remember me and one of my artists, we were trying to get something together as much as possible, getting people together, you know, so we could learn about ancient Kemet, Egypt, whatever you want to call it, because it's good to know your history. People say, oh, it's not good to know too much. Okay, I know, I understand that. But it's not good, you know, when you don't have that much knowledge, because the Lord said, my children suffer from the lack of knowledge. So, you know, most of the things we learn is not biblical, or most of the things we learn in the Bible, some of these things are added or made up. That's why you have to let the Holy Spirit guide you, not people, because people will mislead you and deceive you. And that's real. That is real. I'm not on here on this phone just to, or on this radio just to, you know, oh, yeah, to get exposure. I don't care about exposure right now. I care about those that want to save their souls, those that wants to be alive, that those that wants to be in the book of life in the last days. That's what I care about. All my peoples, all my bedrooms, all my family out there, everybody's my family. I love everybody. We should do that. That's what we're here for, to love. And that's how we conquer. We're conquering by love, not by hatred. Hatred is going to make things even worse. You know what I mean? Hatred is going to make things even more, you know, complicated for us to breathe in this planet. Why do you think this planet is suffering? You think it's just, oh, only God doing it? We're doing it too. Our energy is messing up the planet. Our energy is messing up everything around us right now. Okay? Keep thinking that, oh, it's only God. No, it's us humans around that's messing up everything with, you know, pollution, the car, energy, the whole nine, building more roads every single day in Miami. I've seen that. It's like over and over, like they don't want to stop. They want to build more roads. Like, oh, it's all good. It's not all good. It is not all good, because on the beach, I saw a puddle of water in the middle of the street. It was no rain that day. And that day I went to a date, I seen a puddle of water. It looks like the whole street is being sinked in, you understand, from all the way from Hollandale to South Beach. And then that next day, I saw on the news, they say South Beach looks like it's going to be underwater. You think it's a joke? Yeah, people think, oh, Florida ain't going to get hit. Florida is going to get hit, because I already prophesied that. I already seen that it was going to be underwater. I've seen that ever since last year, February, that Florida was going to be underwater. And then this year it's starting to happen. Come on, man. Come on, man. Keep thinking I'm playing. Keep thinking I'm joking when I'm saying this. For those that's listening, you already know that it's about to happen. For those that don't want to listen, hey, you know, I tried. For those I want to hear, let them hear. For those I want to see, let them see. It's in the Word of God, okay? It's in the Word of God, man. It is in the Word of God. Give me a second. My computer just shut down, so it's loading. I'm about to go ahead and interview Derek Clayton on the individual page on the blog. I'm going to ask him a couple of questions, and so we could go ahead and launch his blog. And I would also love him to, you know, host Faith is Power Radio with the individual, you know, time slot, and go ahead and take off on this for 2014, okay? Big things is going to happen. I have my own agenda. People don't understand my own agenda. It's not for people to understand. That's what y'all call it. That's what we're called, people or humans, because y'all, we won't understand each other's agenda, but the Lord will. Maybe certain individual that's made in our season will understand that agenda or our agenda. See, I support my brothers. I support my veterans. I had loyal people I was rolling with. I had negative people I was rolling with. The thing is, there's nothing wrong when you have enemies in your season, because they only there for temporarily. They're just here to motivate you when they're hating on you. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they're not here for all seasons. That's when you decide to, you know, cut them loose. You know what I mean? Like, cut them loose and you know, call them once in a blue or whatever, because they like to mind manipulate. They like to control the good-hearted people. like myself, like my brother that I'm about to interview, people that's disrespectful, you know, so-called Christians that's being disrespectful out there to other Christians, and they call themselves Christians. You know what I'm saying? That's why there's a lot of stories they explain about the history about Christians. You know what I'm saying? The Romans and Catholics is this all something that just made, man-made, and people, that's why people need to start learning the history, start doing real Bible study. I'm not talking about looking at the Word of God and then flipping the next page and you pray. No, I'm talking about real biblical studies. Know thyself. Know your history. Know your culture. Know Yahweh Yeshua. Know him. Okay? Don't just only believe in him. Know him. There's people say, yeah, I believe in Jesus. That's funny. But do you know him? Oh, I believe in him in faith. Okay, look. Do you know him? Because when you come to the gates of heaven, and he'd be like, depart from me. I don't know you, workers of iniquity. Think about that. Think about that. That's something for everybody to think about. Depart from me, workers of iniquity. I don't know you. Do you know Yahweh Yeshua? When he talks to you, and when he talks to you, you know that little voice in your head, you're like, in my conscious mind, oh, yeah, something tell me not to do this. You know, I really don't like that, like, voice in your head type thing. No. Be like, listen, Yahweh is talking to me. Test the spirit first, of course, and be like, Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus is talking to me. I will not fall into that path of darkness, but I will fall into that path of righteousness. That's right. Amen. Can I get an amen on that? I will fall into that path of righteousness, not wickedness. You see what I'm saying? Ever since I started this radio, you know, I went from doing hip-hop because I still love hip-hop. I still go on that revolutionary hip-hop, that inspirational hip-hop. I'm not going to, you know, block that out. Trust me. I'm going to keep you 100 with everybody. Ever since I started doing preaching and everything, or whatever you want to call it, and I've been attacked. I've been attacked in my sleep. Phone been tapped. I've been watched. Droids in the sky. You could call me crazy all you want, because those that don't believe me, they're the ones crazy. They're the ones watching TV 24/7. They're the ones partying. They're the ones that's crazy, because those zombies don't understand what's going on. I'm alive. I'm awakened. Okay? But those zombies don't understand. I call those people zombies because they're dead in the inside. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not going to bite my tongue or nothing like that. But my mouth's been moving. My computer been acting slow. You know, phone being tapped. I don't care. I'm going to say what I have to say and then leave the earth. That's what it is. I'm here to leave a mark. I'm here to leave my name behind. You know, name is way better than fame. Your name is way better than saying your name, yourself, leaving a mark, okay, leaving a foundation. Like these legendary people out there, they was the most hated. People didn't like them. They were being attacked. You see what I'm saying? But they kept on going. They stayed focused on their visions. It's like the same for me. People don't believe in my vision. Only a few, chosen few, believe in my vision. God, the Most High, sends me vision, gives me vision, and I see those things, and I pursue it. I'll be damned if I go to the opposite direction and be like, oh, okay, you know what, I'm not going to do this, because you know what, you know, I have fear in my heart, and people want me to do this. And God, the Most High, is telling you, you must go to that path. So then, don't think, just because, okay, yeah, I'm a good person, this and that. Yeah, you know, I'm a righteous person. Yeah, I'm helping people with good works. Don't think you still won't be, in, you know, judged. You will be judged. It's especially when you're burying your talent inside of you and the Lord wants you to use your talent. Yes, he gives grace and mercy. He does. He loves us all. Yes, he's a merciful God. But remember, God himself is not playing. That's why we have Yahweh Yeshua Jesus. You know what I mean? But remember, Yahweh is coming with great fire. Fire in his eyes. The scroll is already broken. The seals are already open. He will come. Not just to bring peace. Not just to bring peace, but to war to those wicked ones. And they shall perish. They shall be cut off. Okay? They shall be cut off. Okay, I'm about to interview my brother here, my veteran here. Give me a second. Woo, boy. Man. Faith is power, huh? Faith is power. Without faith, what can we do? You know what I mean? What can we do? What else to do? You know, it's the only thing we could really do in the last days is to trust God. Trust Yahweh. Give me a second. All right, give me a second. Computer is loading. Don't worry, next year I will upgrade the whole nine. Good quality mic. Yo, Derek, you on?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, yo, what's good, man?
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, my brother? Yeah, man, so far, my brother, how long you been doing your thing, man?
I just started last year, to tell you the truth.
Okay. What I know about you, Derek, I knew you did music first. You was more in the ministry of music. How long you been singing?
All my life.
All your life? Okay.
Yeah, man.
Well, what was the completion you did? Like, I know you still have more stuff to do, but like, you know. What did you do like that time when you was using your talent that time?
I was songwriting, and I also did a demo a couple of years ago, and that was the last recording I did. But ever since then, I just been songwriting and looking for opportunities to blow, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever think about go ahead and continue songwriting, or you just want to go ahead and focus on something else, you know, even 10 times bigger, and that's inside of you, and that's in your vision?
Well, I'd rather to continue to do big things, but also to songwrite also, because I still write, of course, you know.
Okay. Okay. So you've been singing since all your life. So that's what, from the ages of what, six?
Oh, five? Nine. Yeah.
Nine. Okay. Nice. Okay. Well, my brother, you should continue singing, you know, because that's been inside of you ever since you was young. And, you know, it's not nobody's right to actually stop, you know, using a talent, but, you know, God gave us free will, and that's okay also. The other thing I was going to ask you, my brother, I want to know about The Individual, the blog you just made. What is it about?
It's about me expressing myself through journalism, through writing, because I am a writer. That is much as true, you know, so it's about me expressing myself also. So let people know what's going on. Like, say, for instance, what you're doing. You're on the radio letting people know what's going on. I'm letting people know what's going on through Christ, because people want to know, people want answers. So I feel, you know, the Bible is full of answers that people want to know. So I'm letting people know the answers from the Bible. So So then maybe when I tell them about the answer from the Bible, they can go and read it from the Bible for themselves. Then they say, oh, man, Dee was right about this. Dee was right about that. Then when they get into the Word, then they can get into Christ.
That's right. That's right, my brother. That's right. Okay. Okay. So so the individual, I see you have posters of legendary rapper Tupac Shakur, B.I.G., Bob Marley, you know, that's more of in a revolutionary side too, right?
Right, right. Because they had impacts. They impacted the world. They impacted the world with their music, their poems. Like me, I also write poems, incident poems that people have read already, and I've been told to keep writing. So for that, I'm going to keep writing poems. Also, I do have a couple of poems on there myself that people can read. You know, they can see themselves. But these people, they left an impact. They left their mark, like you said. And I want to do what they did, leave my mark. I want to be an impact. I have visions. So these people had visions. Look what they did before they left. So I want to do the same thing. I want to, you know, impact, leave my mark. You know, share my vision with everybody, with the world.
That's right. That's right, my brother. I say amen to that, and everybody should understand that you that's what we made for. We here to leave a mark. You know, we're not here to please people. We're not here to be people pleaser. We here to please God. Because remember, God is a jealous God. You know, in the Ten Commandments, people say, oh, yeah, that's the Ten Commandments. It's old. But remember now, God will be the same in the beginning, and he will be the same now. Jesus just came here just to not destroy the law, but to fulfill. And that's why people get it confused. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He came here to fulfill. That means he conquered the law. So by following Christ, you become Christ-like and doing what God put inside of you. You see what I'm saying? Because that fury, that fire is going to be inside of you, letting you know, look, you should do this. You should handle that. You should handle that. Go ahead and do what you have to do. That's what I want you to do. God's going to tell you straight up like that. That's what I want you to do. Don't worry about people. You see what I'm saying? If you worry about people and what they tell you, and you don't fulfill your dreams and leave a mark, you will feel miserable on the inside. You will feel depressed and lost. You know, all these lost sheep will be found because Yahweh, Yeshua, Christ Jesus, wants you to live your dream, not to be miserable, you know, not to play church. Do you agree, Mr. Clayton?
Yes, sir.
So, also, you know, I wanted you to actually, you know, host your own segment until you're ready to launch and do your own blog on the Blog Talk Radio. You know, you could choose any day or any time, you know what I mean, and you could go ahead and host the individual Blog Talk Radio at the same time you posting on your page and all stuff like that, and I continue, you know, just, you know, promoting your page and continue sending people to like the pages, and you do the same thing or whatever, you know. That's how we unite. That's how we unity. That's how we work with each other. You see what I'm saying? I knew my bedroom here that's on the phone right now for almost, I don't know how long now, almost a year or 2 years now, right?
It's been
2 years, I believe.
2 years, yep.
And time just flying by, man. You see what I'm saying? And we still keep contact with each other. We still communicating. You see what I'm saying? And doing what we got to do, supporting each other. And that's what we need. We need more veterans like that. We need more veterans like that to support each other. I don't want no veteran in my circle telling me, yeah, I'm going to support you, and then I don't hear from them. I don't got time for that. You see what I'm saying? This is that time to be bold and righteous as lion. I'm not saying, oh, be prideful, but knowing as Hebrew Israelites, okay, we must act like kings and be like kings and be bold and be real with each other and be like, listen, veteran, I would like to support you and be there for you. If you can't be there for that veteran, tell them, veteran, I cannot be there for you. I got other things I have to do. Be real. And that's that time right now. This is that time, this is that year to be real with everybody and keep it 100 with everybody. Let some people go and take them out your season, because certain people is not meant for all seasons, but it's a chosen few is meant for all seasons, and there's a couple of veterans out there is not meant for your season, but they're here to actually seek and destroy you, you know, in the human flesh, because the enemy is using certain individuals to destroy you in the human flesh. You know what I'm saying? I had a so-called friend, you know, he see that I got a good heart, so I helped him build the studio with him, gave him money or whatever, whatnot, and then he just turned his back on me. And I felt really hurt, but I was like, you know, enough of that hurt. You know I'm in this human vessel to experience. I'm not worrying about what this individual did to me, because I know what the Lord would do, and I know, you know, what comes around comes back around, so I keep it moving. I keep it moving, doing what I got to do, because there's bigger things that the Lord wants us to do, my brother. So, Derek,
yes.
I'm happy to, you know, I'm happy to interview you this morning.
Me too, thank you.
You know, if anything else you would like to tell people out there, tell them more about yourself, or give a Facebook or Twitter. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and, you know, tell everybody about your Facebook and Twitter and let them know where to, you know, follow you or whatnot.
Okay, well, Facebook is theindividual.com, of course. You know, check out the page and tell me what you think about the poems, your scriptures, the pictures, you know. Tell me what you think. And also, please ask questions. You can ask questions. I'd be more than happy to answer them from a biblical point. To the best of my knowledge. Also, be on the lookout. I'm next.
Okay. Look out for the individual blog on Blog Talk. We're going to go ahead and build that, man. We're going to go ahead and do something about that, man. That's cool?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, for sure. All right, so, continue to listen to Faith is Power Radio. You know, this is just the beginning. And, you know, there's no end to what we do. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, let's continue doing this blog talk, baby. Yo.
The Machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looked at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hugs me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told that can separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ. It's real.
save my soul. But I was just a sinner left in the cold. Give me a second chance. Save me from myself. Came to my rescue when I needed help.
Israelite brothers out there and sisters, I'm not trying to make it like no black and white thing, but my black folks, y'all need to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to uplift your children, uplift your peoples around you in your neighborhoods. It's time to be as one. It's time to educate yourself. It's time to wake up early. It's time to work out. It's time to be militant. It's time to be Christ-like. And be soldier in Christ. When I say soldier in Christ, I'm talking about being tough. I'm talking about controlling your emotions. I'm talking about taking action immediately, no procrastination. I'm talking about being ready for this week that's about to happen. You don't know what tomorrow might bring. That's why you cannot boast about tomorrow. So that's why I'm saying, my Hebrew Israelites, my Torah tribes, everybody should be prepared. All nations be prepared, for the end is here, not near, but is here, and the Lord Yahweh is coming here to claim his throne, because he is our king. He want us, he already prepared the heavens for us. As you see, it's been documented by scientists, quote and unquote, that there's other that's being discovered, planet X Nibiru, that's close to Earth, that's about to hit Earth. Of course, there's going to be a new heaven and new Earth, and it's already coming to pass. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not afraid. I'm happy. Matter of fact, I'm celebrating because the Lord is coming. I know I'm ready. I'm preparing myself as the world is being prepared, as the Earth is being prepared. As the Earth is changing, I'm changing, and everybody else should change for the better, for righteousness. Let me go ahead and pray. Thank you, Lord, for using me, Lord Father, for everything, for having us to be on air this morning, to give the word, not just to give the word, but to actually reach out to those that need to wake up, those zombies out there. I don't want to call them zombies anymore, but my veterans out there need to wake up and to smell the coffee that this is New Jerusalem that's about to come very soon, Lord. Let's be new, Lord. New. So I have more to do as a human being, Lord Father. Lord Yahweh Yeshua, I thank you for everything. Thank you for being on the cross for us. But you didn't just go on the cross for us just for our sins, but to make everything new. Lord Father, I thank you, Lord Father, in your name, in your blood, Lord Jesus. Alpha and Omega, Elohim. I thank you in your name, in your blessing, with your blood and your grace and mercy. In your name, I am, in Jesus' name, amen. We'll be on air Friday morning and Saturday morning. Next Saturday, there's an event I'm throwing on hype. Any artists that want to perform and show me talent, give me a call, 786-262-7340. I'm not only rappers, I'm talking about comedians. I even had a comedian hit me up to perform also. So, you know, if you're interested, give me a call, 786-262-7340. Don't be shy, you know, use your talent. It's about that time, man. We're in the last days. Let's get ready, you feel me? Everybody have a good afternoon. Have a good day. Have a good Sunday. And praise God today, man. You know, today is your day of rest. Yesterday was my day of rest, but today is my day of rest also. So, you know, there's no discrimination over here, no separation of no church. I like to fellowship with everybody, you know, even though I am a Seventh-day Adventist. But let's do this, man. Have a good day, man, and don't be a hypocrite. For those people like to party and stuff after church, please don't do that, man. Get your head right, man. Please get your head right. All right, have a good one.
I watch your face.
You hate. This is for everybody around the world that's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. Yeah. The Lord is our light on the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so I not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls.
I watch your face, while you are asleep. Arresting grace, I want to keep.
And this is what the Lord told me.
Pain, I promise, but with yourself you gotta be honest. Just listen to my voice. In this world you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me, cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me, but my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward, so I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour, I become my dream, every day I become my king, keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night, get ready, no more fight.
God.
To this high.
overcome everything, no obstacles. Hold on, live your dream. Hold on.
Dreamer, I'm out. Faith is Power Radio. Faith is Power Radio is going to grow 2014. Make sure of that. And everybody stay up, man. God bless.